CliffCentral.com.
Okay, cool. Eric, what time does this podcast begin?
Just now.
And where's it coming from?
That was loud. Yeah, we are live this morning from somewhere deep inside, not the Drakensberg. We are at the Lifestyle Garden and something else.
The Lifestyle Garden and Homestead. That's the place. It's just off Bayes Nordia. Live, yes. Proper podcast. We've never done this before.
This is what we do.
The last time we did this, you weren't there, Ryan. You were young.
We were at Sexpo.
We were at Sexpo doing a two-hour show.
At Sexpo,
yes.
And they said, come to the outside. And we got there, we thought, ooh, that's exciting. And then our show's on between 9 and 10. And there Sexpo starts at 11.
Oh, it was a podcast show. I thought it was another show.
There was this one. It's this one. We've been going for a while.
You guys are doing a show.
No, okay, welcome, Ron. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. Excellent.
And Eric, how are you week been?
It's been lekker.
Have you been doing gigs?
No, I didn't. I did one. Two. Yeah, I did two.
Proper gigs, or were you ringing the bell at the box?
No, man. I was doing open mic things. I nearly said other things, but we are not allowed to swear on this podcast.
Yeah, we can't. Please do not swear. Be nice.
It offends the plants.
And then obviously they've never listened to our podcast.
Yeah.
They think we're professional. And then we've got a whole plan.
Yeah, I did two gigs this week. It was nice. No, I'm lying. I did one. I only did Kitcheners, which is weird because I felt like I did three gigs this week. It's a very weird
thing. How was Kitcheners this week? Did Kitcheners, the white girls behave?
Yeah. You've always got a story about Kitcheners.
No.
Was Thingy there?
I played third, so I left. No, I played second, so I left earlier.
Because I just want to talk about Ian that commitment. Because I was in the Drakensberg this morning at 4 o'clock, and I made sure that I'm at this podcast, which we don't even get paid for.
Good job.
So I just want to say to young comics, you can do it. Don't be late. Don't be late. Yeah. Ryan, don't as a young easy. Comic?
Never be late.
Don't be late.
Never.
You know what I mean?
Where did you gig this week?
At Capri in Greenside.
Was it nice?
Oh, I killed.
That's cool.
I like
Ryan's
vibe.
He's so
got that vibe. Like, I killed. And then on the what do you call it, a show? The show today? Live from the Lifestyle Garden Center.
Where the plants are.
No deer.
Yeah.
It is lekker, man. You don't garden yet, do you, Eric?
I don't. What? I don't
garden.
Know. No, I don't.
You
but my dad does.
No,
they haven't legalized it yet.
When humans let you down, you'll find that plants are much more friendly.
Yeah, I can't grow what I want to be growing yet. But if that bill gets passed, my friend.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. We've got a kind of governmental show today.
Because
the budget speech was the other day.
Yes.
So I thought, why not get some professionals in
to
explain. And this is for real. We didn't get, like, it's not like we're pretending like last guest we had from the future.
Barry Flissmas.
Oh, Barry. Where is Barry?
We had a guy last week. We had a guy from the future come and tell us about comedy in the future and what's happening.
Oh, because everybody looks
guests.
Like...
We have an actual guest. So Andrew and Calvin from Invest Pro. How are you?
Fine, and you?
That's Calvin.
How's it going?
Andrew. Are you the sales director?
I am, yes.
Okay, cool. So we're going to just put that split off to this. This is quite serious. So when was the budget speech?
I don't know. Which day Tuesday. Was it? Day?
This is live, man.
I feel like you're lying.
We do lie to people and tell them that we are live.
Wasn't it yesterday?
It was the day before. It was Wednesday.
I'm joking, yeah.
Then they had the debates and whatever. So when I read this thing, and as a young comics, these young guys, I'm an old comic, but I still have no discipline. How does it affect a young 25-year-old dude, this budget thing? Or should it affect him?
Yeah, alcohol is more expensive.
Yeah. Okay. I don't drink, so I'm safe.
Is that
saving money already?
Nope,
no cigarettes.
Wine, brandy, whiskey, beer.
Yeah, all that sin tax.
Yeah.
So how much more?
I think it was 10 cents a litre or something like that, but I don't have the exact...
10 cents a litre on a cigarette. Yeah, that is so
10
much.
10 cents a litre for a cigarette.
Gee, was so,
but
so
it's more than that, isn't it? It's like ends up as R3 with all the other taxes.
Yeah, I don't have the exact details on me.
So that's going to affect drinking drunken comedians?
Yes.
Okay, so then the truth is, these two idiots don't drink. He's like a bodybuilder. Eric is also building his body.
No, I'm not trying to build my body, man. I just look nice. That's my vibe.
Hard drugs. The natural.
Yeah.
Face for
you know
radio.
What I mean? I just, yeah.
you're not affected. How does it affect Ryan? He's a young 9-year-old.
1% increase on VAT. So most of you...
That's everyone.
Tell us about that.
He's paying more for the weight.
Are we really going to feel that?
Yeah, I mean, it's 1% of your spend additional on most of the stuff that you're going to buy. But it was the easiest way, and it's the last way that they could... They could squeeze the tax base for more money.
To pay back all the Gupta money. 1% at a time.
I won't mention politics.
Did they get it down to that?
I'll mention politics.
Calvin.
I've got something to say.
People don't know. Calvin was supposed to be on the show. I forgot which day you were going to be on. And then you met Ryan at the Green Bar.
We did
and you
episode,
guys had quite a discussion that had nothing to do with finance or health
it's
or comedy.
With finance.
Did it really?
Yeah, no. We spoke about Bitcoin.
Okay.
And
how long that conversation lasts?
It was an off-the-record conversation.
You know when you go to a bar and you end up talking about Bitcoin, there's like no chicks there, there's no alcohol.
Yeah. What? So I invested.
So did you give him advice on Bitcoin? What's your... Because you were probably investing. Of course, I didn't. Because as investments, are you keeping?
No, we're not allowed to. Yeah, it's unregulated, okay. Completely unregulated, okay. In South Africa. Yeah.
Because Greg, the guy that runs the show here, he's a big Bitcoin guy. Yeah. As you can see, this is his setup. He owns this.
He paid for all of this.
Yeah. Been a rough year for him so far. It's been a really rough year. Great year last year. This year not so good.
But then you proper invest. So tell us about your day, Calvin. What happens?
Like
in
which
a day in the life of an investment?
Day. You wake up at 6 in the morning.
At 4 in the morning.
Go. Oh shit! 4.
I got up at top of 3 this morning.
Yeah. That's why I said that. I don't really get up at 4 in the morning, Dave.
Isn't that the
Yeah.
Get little Switzerland. Okay, so you get up.
Just, I'm glad you made it. I was worried about you, Dave.
Thank you. You sent a message.
I did.
But there was no reception until I got over the bloody mountain. No, it's misty and it was horrible and I cried. But I made it. I'm glad I'm here. I feel lucky.
I feel proud.
We're going to do also just later for the show, we're going to do a treasure hunt where we have to send each other out into the... This massive. This place is huge.
Yeah.
So if you come to the Lifestyle Center, you could actually, I think, furnish your entire home. There's also furniture.
Yeah. There's a bookshop.
There's a bookshop.
And a place called Unique Wood.
that's Ryan's nickname at the gym. And the sauna.
The Moroccan coffee place.
And Micah Hardware. So we're giving away a whole lot of free advertising to a show that only has 8 listeners.
Yeah. Fire. Those 6 of you.
Have
that
you
are
listened
homeless?
To the podcast?
Not for you.
Of course.
Have you?
Yes.
In the office.
Not in the office.
You'll get fired.
So what happens to you? You're young. How old are you now? 30-ish?
31-ish.
31-ish?
31-ish.
Okay, so you wake up in the morning and consult and financialize. Tell me what that involves.
Basically, so I get to the office at about 8. I got a team, so I manage a team of people. So a lot of
are they out on the road or on their phones?
So mornings generally start at the office for most advisors. And then afternoons are lunchtime onwards, out seeing clients. So sort of getting planning done, advice and stuff, a lot
existing
of training.
Clients or like do you try and get new stuff?
Well, I think it depends on where you are in your career. So obviously starting out, I'd say in your first 5 years, it's sort of
let's
getting...
Let's start with Ryan Holiday, young comedian. He has a real job.
Yes.
He does.
Has that got PAYE and all that fancy stuff?
Oh, it does, yeah.
You lucky bastard.
That was an on-the-record answer.
Do most people have life insurance and health insurance, or is it quite a rare thing? Not everyone's got it.
There's an insurance gap, quite a large insurance
in that age
gap.
Group.
Just in general in South Africa, yeah. What is it, Andrew?
It's in the trillions.
Yeah.
So I think the big thing with young people and financial advice is it's such a complicated, scary world that people don't know where to start, they don't know what to do. And more importantly, everybody else thinks everybody else has got their stuff all sorted. They don't realize that most people
don't
have a clue.
Hmm.
And I think that's where we come in. The industry is so complicated. Thank God, otherwise we wouldn't have jobs.
So your first job is to simplify that.
Simplify.
To a young,
100%.
Scary person. So Ryan, Eric's 21.
I've got medical aid, a funeral
plan. You
have
plan, actual medical aid?
And car insurance.
So that's huge.
I can die.
Yeah, well, who advised you, Eric?
Yeah. Nobody. I just did the Google thing. I was like, cheap insurance. Aha, got
I just
it.
Want to explain as well. We got 17 comedians backstage in the Micah Hardware store walking around Lifestyle Center.
Touching
so
the D-shackles.
This is the first serious podcast we've ever had where someone's going to actually give us advice.
Yeah.
So is Eric in the minority?
So what's interesting about that? Insurance?
You know I'm in the minority. Why are you still asking?
What's interesting?
Don't buy your color, man. He's albino as well. He's highly minoritized.
So Eric, you got car insurance, right?
Yeah, car insurance.
Nobody will drive their car in South Africa without car insurance.
No one will drive his car.
But what's
it's a polo.
And a tractor. It's a City Golf, actually. I park next to his car, so they'll steal his before they steal mine.
Because it's a better car.
So it's got that sticker on
electric windows.
Yeah. Drop it low, keep it flow, or something like that.
I don't have
okay.
So you've got car insurance. So the reason you've got that is because you're going to crash your car one day.
I've crashed my car before.
Yeah.
So I was like,
and you're in that car.
And he doesn't drink.
Yeah. So
it's guys like him that cause all the accidents. We're going through the red rope.
No.
Those guys are stopping.
Back to syntax.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes or no.
So now you've got short-term insurance, but you're going to be in the car when you have that accident, and nobody puts disability insurance in place. So now you're a comedian, so your income...
He's already disabled as a comedian.
That's where the medical aid comes in.
So how are you going to pay for your medical aid when you can't work?
Uh-oh.
So they'll,
check,
they'll
my job
drop
is my voice. No, my job is my voice.
On the show.
My job is my voice. They can carry me to a show. They can just leave me lying on stage. And I'll be like, so, this walking thing is overrated.
But
you're
going
to write 5 minutes material to pay for your brain damage things.
Yes, I'm going
to. But at least they pay out your car. At least they pay out the $100,000.
They won't even pay
car,
the full
amount.
Unless he's got gap.
No, my car is like worth $20,000.
Okay, so he has an accident.
You shouldn't insure that. You should take out disability insurance.
Because your guy's job is kind of doomsday. What do you call it? Doomsday as well. whatever you call them.
Yeah, I mean.
So you do put these scenarios in someone's head, going, okay, cool, you're 21, you can walk now, you do all these things. You just ask those questions. So it's up to him to
what
decide.
What if you get flu? Yeah.
He's like, can he go, okay, I see what you mean. I'll take the chances. So your massive thing, the word that comes in there is risk.
Yeah.
He is driving a car. Yeah. It's not him that's going to crash. It's some old lady that's going to crash into him.
Yeah.
He can't walk because he's a comedian. He's got to get to jobs. You know, the older comedians, like guys like Mel Miller, the guy had a stomach operation, which was paid for by his medical aid.
Yeah.
But eventually they said, you're running out of what your max was.
Yeah.
But that guy's got to get to comedy. And he has been working.
Yeah.
You've seen Mel at some shows, eh? Lost weight.
Lost a lot of weight.
But he's working.
Yeah.
And that's, he shouldn't have to.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's the end result that we don't really speak about. Is the whole point of what we do is to build capital, to build wealth. Why do you go to school? Why do you study? So you can earn money. And why do you go to more gigs so you can earn more
Eric
money?
Eric went to Reicher Park High School. He went to school with one of the teachers.
Yeah. I went to Bugsley, I must say.
So the whole idea is people work to earn money so that they don't have to work anymore. And that's really all about building capital, right? You want to have enough capital that you don't have to work. That you don't have to worry about your medical aid. You don't have to worry about crashing your car because you've got 10 million.
See, those aren't wealth-building products. So that's...
But
in case something goes
wrong,
what
wipe your wealth out like Mel Miller
yes.
is when you have this event, you're not insured for it. Now you've got to go into your savings
or
cancel your investments or into your bonds because you didn't do the first step, which is number one, protect. And then number two is save. Yeah, so you can't invest before you save. So as a young comedian,
that's what it is.
Don't be investing before you save.
Saving.
Yeah, so if you're.
So let's say you only make 5,000 rand a month.
Gamble with your head, not
let's
now.
Work with 10.
I'll go work with 10 grand because it's an easy number.
No, I'm going on some realistic number.
Totally speaking of what
you. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And I'm working on what I have.
So is this cool.
Let's say you make 5,000 rand a month.
Okay, let's go. Yeah. There's your clients.
I'm going to sell you a policy to this.
Okay, so, okay. Go on, 10 grand. 10 grand a month. Let's say your insurance is $1,000, your medical aid is $1,000, your disability covers $1,000, then what am I missing?
Yeah, so let's use some real numbers.
It takes about 6,000.
So let's
say, let's say 10,000 rand disability insurance. You're not married, you don't have kids.
Yeah.
The need for life cover is most probably not there. Dread disease cover, young, healthy guy. Because you don't want to be overinsured. You want to have the right insurance. So income disability or disability insurance is going to cost you 150, 200 bucks. It's not 1,000 rand a month for 10,000 rand because it's linked to your income. It's linked to your age and it's linked to your income. So that's
the first thing. You don't want to make money by having a broken leg.
No,
you just want to be at work at a certain time and back on your feet.
You just want them to give you a
literally back on your feet. Yeah. That's what you spoke to me about.
Get up.
What would it take to live the lifestyle now if something goes wrong?
Correct.
So and what are you currently doing?
Yes, correct. And I think that's where maybe a lot of the people go wrong is the policies they take out is not catered to their needs. So, you know, they'll sit down with someone or go on the internet to look at something and they'll sort of self-diagnose themselves. So they'll say, I need, that sounds
either,
good.
They either run the risk of being overinsured or under.
Correct.
Because they're getting the wrong product. So we spoke about that earlier.
Correct.
You mentioned that a lot of these TV shows are based on insurance-based products, but they put a little medical, the guy's in the hospital. Now, we can't say what the products are now because you might not sell them.
Yeah.
But people think those are medical aids. And what are they?
Well, and this is a big misconception that I come across a lot, is that there's a big difference between medical aid and medical insurance. And
can you have both?
Yes.
Can you have both?
Yeah, but there's one. The one is, in my opinion, much more important than the other one.
Which is the one medical that's important.
Aid. Correct.
Yeah, well, again, that's about taking your risk. So as a young guy, do you need a full medical aid or do you need a specific hospital plan where you go to a specific
hospital, which is
cost effective and you're willing to take that risk until you're 30 and you've saved a lot of money. But I think your next step is you got to get in the game. You got to put a little bit of money away. And the reason people don't save is it's not sexy. Bitcoin's sexy.
That's why everybody
wants to get into Bitcoin. But
I'm going to invest.
But so
let's make saving sexy.
Yeah,
you make that your mission.
I'm your mission.
Every time you put away $200, you can touch a titty.
Because that's what sex is like. When you withdraw, you lose interest.
Question, guys.
So we haven't got much time for you. We've got 17 comedians back here. Go.
So you guys say saving. Okay, is that just putting it into another account? Or say you have 1,000 rand, where can you put it? Like, should you put it in a call account? Or should you invest? I don't know. What's a sort of beginner's...
So
investment processes.
Yeah, so I think all of the big institutions, the banks, all have a savings account. So I would recommend anything that you sort of separate from your check account, because, you know, that just doesn't. Yeah. And something, and it's just a behavioral thing. Just getting into the discipline of, hey, here's a portion of my salary that I'm putting away every month, and just start getting that behavior and that habit right first and foremost. And even before that, I think maybe this is applicable to a lot of people: is don't spend more than you earn. You know, that's that sounds so simple.
But that is happening. It's so easy to get credit.
Exactly.
So that's 100%. The first mistake.
Yeah. So
that's where I am kind of now, and since 2009, the recession.
Yeah.
But you've got. Do you? When you're quite sexy, do you make up products for guys like Ryan, ladies asking
for?
Yeah,
so I think that's an important part, because the products, there's no such thing as a bad product, there's bad advice.
Yeah.
So the role of an advisor should be to have a conversation with you, figure out what is your personality traits, what is it, what kind of a saver are you? If you're a disciplined guy, absolutely put it into a bank account that's linked to your bank account, because you're never going to touch it. But if you're like me and you're not a disciplined person, you know, put
you
it into
wild and crazy, Andrew.
Wild and crazy.
Just go.
Wild
and crazy.
Wild
and
comes in.
And you're the manager.
So yeah, 100%. So you want to put it into like a money market account, where maybe you need to send Calvin a form over here that he's got to sign for you to draw that money out.
Okay,
so it gives you like 48 hours to actually go, hey, do I really need to buy that?
But that's a completely different thing you just spoke about now, is your emotional financial personality.
100%.
So you just spoke about something that's huge. These comedians are all artists.
Yeah.
They're kind of what you call right brain. Yeah, right
left
brain,
really.
left brain, right brain. I don't know. Yeah. We're emotionally involved
funny
in our
side
lives.
Of the brain.
He doesn't have a brain. Yeah. No, are you looking
but
at
our
him?
Emotions run our things. I mean, if you think about Ryan, if you did a gig last night at Poppy's, you got $500, say.
Yeah.
That's cash.
Yeah.
So you can buy, you can get a hand job in Melville for 20.
For 50.
Am I allowed to say hand job? Okay, no. Speaking about hand jobs, Mike, your hardware and Stanley drills.
You can use their hand drills.
The hand drill, that's what I meant.
For screwing with your hand jobs.
Yeah. But his emotions run his savings. 100%. Do you as consultants pick that up in a guy when you go to his house, or you see he's earning so much, but he's driving in a really cool car, and then you kind of advise him and say, you know what, I dig what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're living the cool life. I see you at Tasha's every Saturday, but how do you confront that?
Yeah, well, I think, again, it's back to advice. And that's where, you know, there's not one set rule for everyone. You know, what's different for myself, different for you, Dave, different for Ryan, different Eric. For everyone. Yeah. So, who are you waving at?
Angie's taking photos of us. We've got a photographer.
Mm. Okay.
She used to work with me back in the 80s.
Okay.
When I was leg famous.
Yeah, I was like, was that the
shut up? No, don't shut up. Carry on. So you meet the guy, you spot his emotion.
Yeah, so, and it's just through questions. And I think that's where advice versus sort of product selling, which our industry's come a long way from, where it was very much before, hey, Ryan, you need this. You know, this is going to be your thing, and this is going to help
you. Because you get the higher commission on that product than you would on
the other. Yeah, so it would be like, hey, Ryan, you got to take this, and I'm going to tell you all the reasons why you need to take this. Whereas now it's really our process is, hey, Ryan, tell me about yourself. Tell me about, you know, how much do you save? What do you spend your money on? What's your budget? Et cetera, et cetera. Okay, cool. This is what I recommend.
Yeah, like my first question for you guys would be like, what is the biggest challenge that you guys face as comedians financially? What is
making
it?
Other comedians.
Yeah. Other comedians.
Look at this. Look at this.
Look at this. Look at this.
I didn't even ask them to be here.
We didn't even ask them to be here.
This is what steals my salary.
Steal your joy.
He's got an actual job. Why is he doing comedy? There's doctors. We interviewed a doctor comedian.
Yeah. We're not dying while he was telling us jokes. Okay, one more question for you guys. Getting advice, that seems like something that you do when you have a lot of money. Is there sort of an entry point? If you only earn $5,000, should you seek advice, $10,000, $15,000?
So I think you hit the nail on the head. It's actually the opposite. It's
you shouldn't ask for advice.
Yeah, ask from a young age, because it's going to set you up right. It's what Dave was speaking about earlier. It's the little decisions you make now that are going to make all of the difference when you're my age and Dave's age.
Do you get invited to young people's forums, like sort of those?
We don't, actually.
We don't. That's a matric lever is the most disposable income.
Correct.
Yeah. He has no bond. He's got nothing. 100%. And whatever salary that guy earns, straight away goes into, obviously, jeweling and car.
Yeah. There's actually quite a change that I've seen over the last 15 years is younger people are definitely taking this a lot more serious than when I was 25 years old.
Because they've seen their parents mess it up.
Yeah,
so
my mom can't retire, and you don't want to make those mistakes. Yeah.
She does that hand
hand labor. She's not listening.
Calvin, you know my mom. She's cool.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But now we're going to have to leave you there. But what I do want you to do is actually, you must speak to some comedians and then just give Just Now the commission.
I'm sure Calvin's ready to do that.
The silence is deafening.
Because you have, I think you've got a market there. Not only comedians, but a lot of actors that I speak to. Like, we had a girl on here who does the show, gets paid, and then there's nothing between those. There's these periods where you can't earn money.
Yeah. It's fluctuating income. It's exactly what it is.
So and you got to find products for those.
Yeah, and it's advice.
We've got a WhatsApp line, and someone WhatsApp us on our personal line. Who said hello?
That was Michelle. Hi, Michelle. She's saying hi.
We've got one fan. She works at the aquarium, and she sexes penguins. Not sexes them, but she can tell you from far if it's a male penguin or a girl.
I see. Bump and grind, like, hey, this is a man, this is a woman.
You can't. Could you tell the difference between a male penguin and a girl penguin?
It'd be amazing.
I struggle with humans.
He struggles with himself.
So, no, I think it's the way they wave.
Hi.
So we want you back on here for... We're gonna find a place for this, because my biggest issue with comics is they have this disposable income, they're not doing it properly. Okay, and I want to see the comedy industry live, and I don't like seeing a funny guy that can't get to a gig.
100%.
There's so many young comics. I say, what's the story? No, I can't get to the gig, man. I say, you're bloody hilarious. What are you doing with your money? Yeah. And there's been stories of us young comics. We do have sometimes get paid too much money at a too young age. Then you might start doing maybe a little bit of recreational drugs. You might start doing stuff. But when you're 50, you're like, you got to get your shit together, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there is a lot of people in the entertainment industry who do make that transition into being financially successful. Yeah. You know, I've got guys in the entertainment industry who are very successful. No, I wish.
Can you name them, please?
The director of Seven Delons was one of my clients.
But he would have started as a struggling actor and then...
And he does very well, but takes his money very seriously.
Has he ever been on You Magazine? Is that
how? Isn't it?
Has he ever been on the cover of You Magazine?
I don't think You Magazine...
As soon as you're on Hey Genoot, something goes wrong with your life. You're like, hey, everything's going well. That's the curse.
And then
the curse of Hey Genoot.
The second album.
The second album.
Nope.
All right, so now we need to have some of you go... Can you stay, Calvin?
For a while, yeah.
And just, what is the name of your company? Just tell us who we are.
Invespro.
Okay, yeah. So we can find you. But we want you to maybe sponsor some stuff for us. So
sure.
We'll get something. We'll think of something clever. But you have to go and find stuff now in the Lifestyle Center, if you don't mind.
Right.
Well, Andrew, thanks for coming.
Absolutely.
Andrew, name?
Andrew.
Just Andrew.
Andrew Cunningham.
Andrew Cunningham. And Kelvin Jackson.
Like Seal.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on the show. Sorry we only have half an hour, but we have lots of comedians here. We're going to grab a mic, running it to share a mic with Lucky. He's a Lang professional.
No.
He's actually got a real radio program.
I was just about to say, Ryan, you are the weakest link. Go find us a shovel.
So, Kelvin, you can go find us some dog jerseys.
Dog jerseys.
For a small Yorkie.
Yeah.
Dog and funny dog jerseys.
Okay.
Because they always got funny stuff for
everyone. I'll do that.
Can you find us some of those?
Yeah.
And Andrew, you have to go and find us a bunny.
A rabbit.
Any kind of...
A real.
But it doesn't have to be real, because it is Easter and they have got a display in the front. Okay. I'm giving you clues.
Okay.
But if you can get a
this
real rabbit...
This doesn't sound like a treasure hunt. It sounds like
telling you to piss off. But thanks for coming on.
No,
I hope
thanks
comedians
for having
actually
us,
learned
guys.
Something.
Yeah,
maybe some humans
us.
Out there also learned something. I don't know.
Well, thanks so much for having us. Thanks
for the
opportunity.
Thanks for
coming to
Thanks for the advice. We will be investing our money in Bitcoin and life insurance.
Is that what you got from this?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Thanks. Okay, Lucky. Where's my guys?
I feel like I'm working at Macro again. Like, this is such a weird setup. Like, the way we're just sitting here, because this is how it worked. People would walk in, I'd see them, and be like, good morning and welcome to the Home and Garden Center. What you need to do is come down here and knock yourself out. We're going to talk about a couple of things, and it's going to be absolutely
incredible. Is that what your radio voice?
No, that's my Macro voice, actually.
You can't say the word. I don't think you're allowed to say the Macro while you're in another retail environment.
No, but I just... It's on a podcast, man. It's going.
Lucky, how are you?
Look at Good Lucky.
Yeah, so the reason why we've got these comics here,
you
just got relaxed, hey?
Yes, yeah.
But Lucky, you're on a real radio show, which we won't mention
that's
now.
That's a radio
but because now we want you to be comedy.
Yes, okay.
And that's what I dig about you, is that you never stop doing... You had a need, because I think you left for a bit.
My need was that I needed to eat, so I decided to join a real job.
And have you, on the other side of comedy, have you enjoyed that? Has it been a different vibe?
It's a different vibe. It's a different, you know what I love about it? And it's the same as, I was an art director as an ad agency, and radio. It's all the same thing as, it's storytelling. That's why I get into it. Comedy is.
But what's that vibe like with Greg? I mean, you guys,
no,
did you ever have a vibe before? Did you know each other?
No, we met each other, and then
we became mates on radio.
Okay.
And but we have a great vibe. We have a great chemistry. We're very similar.
We do. You guys finish each other's
sandwiches. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No. No. But it is. It's cool. So.
But you like. So you enjoy it. I'm actually proud of you, man. Because I think the first time I saw you do comedy was. At Zucchero down the bottom there.
For the people that don't know, so I was working in advertising and he was the MC at a huge advertising award show.
And I got asked to leave.
And I was like, yo, this hook is funny, man. Maybe I should get
changed,
into
this. Things have changed.
How times have changed.
So I'm still struggling to do functions. You got a real job. Thanks. Well done. Who's sitting next to you?
Jermaine.
Who? Jermaine?
Jermaine Matros.
I thought you said Jermaine O. Jermaine?
It is Maino.
Dupree.
Yeah. No, Jermaine Matros.
Lloyd, you've been here before and you're speaking at the seeds. Lloyd, closer to the microphone.
I'm sharing it with Kubis.
We are going to do a treasure hunt for it's a race for you guys. So you're going to have to put your earphones off because I know you're going to run with them on. Okay. And you're going to have to fetch stuff. But Tabisa's joined us?
Yeah.
Tabisa Mflonga never misses a podcast opportunity.
Never.
How have you been doing? What have you been doing? Have you won any awards this week?
No, not this week. But I'm working on more awards
Are you a doctor?
No, but people are still dying while I'm out here.
That's a reference to Sohail Issa was on the show 2 weeks ago. He's an actual doctor.
What jokes?
Still trying to do comedy. Lloyd, have you got a real job?
Yes, in between real jobs.
What is your real name? Are you still called Lloyd Nimmer?
I'm going with that for the moment. I'll see how it goes. If it goes any further, I'll.
And Lloyd's got a show on now. Where is it?
It's at Full Stop Cafe. It's just another Thursday night trying to cram a lot of guys into a small space.
So you reckon there's too many of those already?
Yeah.
You mean when you say cram two people, you mean comedians?
But it's a good vibe though. Like
have you done it?
I did it. I did it once. I think it was one of the first ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the first
so who
one.
Came? This is what we want to talk about in this show. We like producing shows. Who comes in and says, "Hey man, I got the space. What is this? Does it? Do you go there?"
Well, I know the guy who runs the restaurant, Full Stop Cafe in Parkside North. And then we do it out in the garden. I come from a music background, so we've been doing a lot of music events there. Decided
so Full Stop Cafe, where is it? It's in
Parkhurst.
As you get to Parkhurst.
As you go up 7th Avenue. Okay.
Yeah, just below Rosebank.
This is 7th along.
So we're doing it Thursday, 1st of March, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Lucky Young. Well,
MC. MCing? Yeah, MCing.
Johnson MCing. I saw on your post.
Yeah, you don't you guys talk?
I'm redundant.
Andrew just arrived. Comes around with a rabbit,
and his name is Iron Pipe. I like that.
Is that jersey for that rabbit?
Yeah.
Is that rabbit it's freaking out. Is he calm? That is a very calm rabbit.
That is a.
Did you tell them that it's for the radio show?
He was like, "Don't worry,
we're not going to eat it."
Did they say it's for the snakes? We're not going to eat it.
No.
Andrew, can you take a photo of Calvin and his rabbit?
No. He told the rabbit, "Don't worry, I've got your investment, baby." He knows my heart.
And you know what's nice with rabbits? Is one rabbit plus two rabbits is 84 rabbits.
Yes.
Now that's growth. Brought to you by
rabbits.
So wait, let's do an ad for your thing. You're a commercial guy. Yeah. Tell us about the place.
The comedy gig is dope. It's a really nice.
In the garden, when it rained.
It hasn't rained yet.
That's a kind of selling
it's in Cape Town.
It hasn't rained yet.
But we'll do it inside if it does rain.
Bring an umbrella.
Well, yeah. I try to look for a tent option, but a 12 grand is much, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't mind. I've done gigs where the tent is more expensive than my gig fee.
Okay. That's every gig I've done so far.
Hello, shoppers.
Good morning.
Would you like a rabbit?
Am I allowed to say clean up on aisle 5?
You can, but don't shout into my mics.
Gardening is such a
shout so they can hear
can
on
you
the
go,
speakers.
Can you? They can't. You're not connected to the speakers.
We are connected.
Can you go look for aisle 5?
Never mind. Go look for aisle 5.
Where is aisle 5?
Take the headphones off. Go find aisle 5.
So your job is to find me a cactus.
Bring the whole of aisle 5.
If you go to the gardening section in the northern
side.
Why? I try to find things I'm familiar with.
Bring back
aisle 5. Do you look like cactuses?
Are you white though? Do you garden?
Lucky, whip out the hose, my bro.
It is.
There's no hose here. But I've realized it's an age thing. Maybe not a white thing.
It's an age thing.
When I was younger, a lot of the gardeners weren't white.
Exactly.
I'm just trying to say.
No, we know that. We know that, yeah. That's why black people don't get into gardening as soon because they're like, I've been doing this. Like, I'm not doing this for fun now.
I just remember not smoking anything. But his name was Meshack.
Yeah.
And I was about 11, and I sampled some of his stuff that he. It was in the newspaper. It was rolled really thick. Like
cannibalizing.
That.
Yeah.
And that was in Springs, old Meshack. I wonder how he is.
Yeah.
He's probably doing great.
And then, tell us. I love your comedy, by the way.
Thank you very much.
The hunched shoulders. It's such a nice way. It's so disarming, like he's not going to say anything bad, and then he goes, "Wait, What's with it? Yeah, this is fantastic. So how are you?
I'm good, yes, sir.
Are you doing full stop?
Yes, yes.
Okay, tell us who you are, so because they can't see you.
Jermaine Maino.
This is Jermaine. Are you from Elder?
Yeah, I'm from Elder originally.
And your background history, you've got some history. The guy told me that you were actually like a proper real Maino. Real.
Yes,
like
yeah,
you've
yeah,
killed people and
not
robbed
that,
and stabbed.
Not, but when you send me to the aisles to get stuff, just send, to send me for things that can't fit in my pockets, please. All
that's why I said cactus. I don't trust either of you. So don't steal stuff, but you are going to go fetch stuff for the treasure hunt, and then you have to come back and tell us a story about what you chose.
Did you just criminalize my minority rights? Why are you like this? Why are you like this? We don't steal.
This is a Maino.
We bring the stuff back with a receipt.
Can you go fetch, but you have to tell a story of whatever the hell you want. It's got to have something to do with the Lifestyle Center, and then tell us a story or a joke based on the thing.
Okay.
Off you go. You can stay.
Okay, all right.
And then you went to the guy.
They're bringing us a snake.
So we were doing music gigs there before, and now we're doing comedy there. It's an awesome venue, especially the garden. So, I mean, I figured comedy would work there.
You said there's no fee.
There's a fee. It's $80 entrance.
Oh, it's $80. Okay.
Yeah, you can book your table before. You can call 011-880-4649.
No one's listening
to you.
Phone numbers, people.
Get phone 011!
If you want to find anything, just Google it.
The guy's listening to L's back. Okay, talking
who is L?
Wait, no, come this side.
I don't know.
Let me tell you, we had a podcast, and when we had no guests, and then Lloyd said, I know some famous people because he works at a studio.
Oh, she took a beating, eh?
That was actually a fun podcast because Dave wasn't
there. I gave it back to
you.
Hey, there she is. It's Elle.
Have you got a mic?
Hello. Hi.
And Elle's like a famous gardening home
lady
DIY
person.
Lady
yes.
person.
DIY, yes.
Is it? Your show, you actually, and the thing's called Elle DIY.
Yes, well, that's my YouTube channel, my brand, DIY with Elle.
Okay, cool. Is this your vibe? Do you dig this?
Dig this totally. This is like, this is why I'm here.
Is this proper?
She's probably so got ready to work.
You don't know what I say. I want to say lady boner. Are you allowed to say lady boner on the podcast?
I don't know.
I think this place is amazing. You could finish your whole home, your garden, do everything in one
absolutely
spot.
And yeah. Absolutely.
So you have been here before. You're not just bragging and saying.
No, I have been here before. Yes.
Cool. Well, welcome back to
thank you
the podcast. Last
nice
time I was stuck in Durban.
You were, doing
weird things.
Weird
I don't
things
know what
by the phone. Remember? We were chatting about the phone.
Sorry, man. And then it did get out of hand and we didn't speak about DIY at all.
No.
Comedy-wise, do you use comedy on your YouTube channel to draw the people in?
I am quite... I wouldn't say I'm comedic, but I'm definitely funny.
She records children
you're looking
books.
Then, Ryan. And
I really feel sorry for female comedians, man.
No,
why?
No.
I've got to no. I'll say this. I'll say this. It doesn't matter if you're funny. Automatically, if you go on stage as a female, and I've once stood in the back of the theater and a girl walked on. That was hilarious. And as she walked on, I heard some dude say, "Oh my God, here we go." And I was like, "And that's unacceptable."
Give it a chance.
It's unacceptable. It's 2018. I'm a girl who uses power tools and likes fashion. And like people are like, "What? You know how to build a table?"
Yeah, like, it's like, "No, I know."
Shouldn't you be at home painting your nails? And I'm like, "Yeah, dude."
Who said that to you?
Or doing gardening.
Someone said that to you.
Yeah, no, a dude came
was
up to
was it Harvey Weinstein?
But you know, it's 2018. I think stereotypes are
so old.
1992.
But you know each other from the studio.
Work. Yeah.
Okay, so you've done work at your studio. What's it called?
Yeah, Wide Sound Studios. She records
I'm
a lot
voiceover
of
artist.
And
yeah.
Elle did some stuff for us when we were called the other thing.
Yeah.
So don't you mention that name.
Do you mind doing the
hold on
new ones?
Hold on. Just advertise us for us. Put in the voice.
No, you must go get it encrypted.
No, that's good. That's good over there.
Valpray water, spring water, still water. If you're thirsty, grab one, especially in Cape Town.
See, and funny.
What the voice of
and
funny
and
jokes.
And no, as she starts speaking, you know what I said?
Yeah.
I said, oh, here we go.
I know. Yes, but you guys put me on the spot.
That was great. That was awesome.
Thank you. I could do accents as well.
That's going to be pretty weird. Snake just arrived.
They brought us a full
snake. A real one.
Why would you buy a snake at a garden shop?
Surely
you would
get
it out of your garden and to someone else's garden.
You buy
it's for your neighbor.
Please bring it. I bought you a snake.
Ryan, bring the snake here quickly, please.
Oh, there we go. Is this like the myth that black people are scared of snakes?
No,
are you myth busting?
I've got to be honest with you. I'm a little. I'm a lot.
Did you? Relax. Relax.
It's just the devil.
I know, man. That's nice.
Like, I need a hot.
He's so pretty. There we go.
On my face and
can it swallow it's a proper snake. I don't understand. Tabiso, did you this is what you brought back?
No,
I like how when Ryan had the snake, they're like, Ryan, bring the snake over here. He's like, which one?
Just another black guy who can put his snake over his shoulder. Yes.
And it's great.
Check where it's going. Oh,
can you see what happens
snake
when you say
straight for,
can
you for Lloyd's
what snake is this?
Yeah, he's hungry.
So hang on, so full stop. Who else you got with you? Let's talk to him.
It's a corn snake.
Corn snake.
Corn snake.
Do you know Kubus von Rensburg?
No, I don't.
I'm going to introduce you to you now, live on our podcast. Kubus, I've seen your comedy as well. Very nice, low key.
Watch the snake.
He's getting
smart. Do you write all that yourself?
Hold on.
You didn't steal it from Chris Forrest?
No.
Why would you? Are you young, man? You're like 11.
Yeah, I'm 19.
Come forward. Oh no, but the snake's now actually been thrown out of the podcast.
Sorry,
the snake was. Are
you the snake? No, not at all.
Kubus. Surname?
Van Rensburg.
And you go on stage as that. You're not changing it to Lucky Van Rensburg.
No, I'm not going to get lucky. I've seen Kubus's jokes, man. The first time I saw him, I was like, yo, this dude is dope.
You know what happens? He comes on with a beanie on.
Yeah.
Like full 8 Mile.
Yeah.
Was that the movie?
Yes, that's the movie.
So the people that I were with, the chick says, is that Eminem? I'm like, yeah, Eminem's at Bronx.
Yes, Eminem's
like live club.
Yeah, he's dropped the rap. He's making jokes.
He gave up on life.
Yeah.
And then what happened was, she was like, I don't, your first few lines she didn't get. Then within like 3 or 4 minutes of your stuff, like giggling properly out loud. Because it comes, it's so subtle.
No, it's very dry and very subtle as well. Like the first, look, I saw you, I think, 2 years ago or a year ago. When you were still, your parents were still bringing you.
Yeah, when I didn't have a license.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow. No, but that's determination,
funny. My parents would never take me to a comedy club.
My parents would be like, no. There's so many goalies, so.
So the Van Rensburgs used to drop you off at the gig?
Yeah, they were.
Where were they? Where were the gigs? Where did you start?
At the open mics, Poppies, Kitchener's.
And where do your parents stay?
In Pretoria.
Yeah, no, that's determination. That's the thing.
So they obviously want you to succeed at something, and you just let them down on everything up till now.
Yeah.
So like, on Spot Kubus, no job interview. No.
Do you have a brother that's successful? Werk.
Werk.
You should have asked Werk.
What is job in Afrikaans?
Werk.
Have you got a brother that's successful?
I've got 2 brothers that's twins.
Okay, so 4.
And what do they do?
And they start school.
2 brothers which are twins. They are 5 miles, including myself.
So, Kubus, come closer. We need you. Sound good.
Okay. Yeah, they're in school, so they're still working on
the future. So, are you the oldest?
Are they playing rugby?
Yeah, so you're the test subject, baby.
Your whole family's letting
everyone
down.
Your brother's names like Kubus and Jan and Piet or something.
It's Henry and Pierre.
Hendrik.
Yo,
Hendrik or Henry?
Super Afrikaans.
No. Super Afrikaans names. I've got my sister is Lenardi. That's Len and Audrey put together.
Just Kubus, can you describe what we brought from the lifestyle set here? Tabisa went and got a pot.
No. You went to get some pot?
Yeah. Yeah, I went to get some pot.
Okay, wait.
Take it away, Tabisa. What is tell us the story of your lifestyle set.
Can you spell long drop?
Okay. That was a shit joke.
Exactly. So you bought something that's obviously very close to your heart, and where you grew up in the farm.
Yeah, and also close to danger, this thing.
But I'm just worried about the holes. Is that fair? Does that let through the moisture?
For saturation and stuff.
Saturation.
Yeah.
That's so
it wasn't and how much table. Is this pot? Did you find out?
Yeah, it's R5.99.
Also, is that good? Is that a good price for a plastic
you don't
pot?
Overwater
yeah.
Plant. And what would you plant
holes.
In there?
Draining holes.
Drainage holes. Boats and holes.
Also,
boats and holes.
Also, if you have really big hands, that's a thimble.
Oh.
Yes, I'm bringing those jokes here, man. I'm funny on stage. I'm not supposed to be funny.
Do you find the need to do jokes on air when you're on the real radio station?
No. If the joke automatically grows and it happens. But I don't like write them and be like, okay, I'm going to try and say this at 4:55.
That's good, because some guys do.
Yeah, no. Nah,
trying to squeeze jokes
natural.
In about pots and long jobs. What did you bring us? Okay, give him the mic there.
These are very sentimental to me.
Can you explain what
that
like
is? This. Yeah, no, I know there's always something valuable behind locks. You know,
he's put this giant padlock.
I need a chainsaw to
what's
get it
the
out
brand
the
name there? That's, is that a good brand name? I'm just asking an ex-gangster.
I don't even need keys. I don't even need the keys.
Do that with a hair clip.
Can unlock this thing with my mind.
Yeah, that's why.
Do you know what's weird? They sell those, and then right next to them, they've got the bolt cutters in the same aisle.
Yeah.
So you're like, well, that's just yin yang.
Convenience.
Yeah, convenience.
Okay, so you went and got those. Can you take them back after the show? Don't actually. What would you buy something real for real? Did you see anything you liked?
I like everything. Plants. I'm into gardening. So,
is it? Yeah. But proper, not yeah, proper, just herbs. Proper. But why are you into gardening?
Because I'm at that age now. You know.
How old are you now?
42.
Yeah, you see, lucky.
42.
Yeah.
Yes, so you've done well, bud. Is it Revlon? Is it
Black Dove? Cove.
Inside Angel.
It makes you white like this.
What is that supposed? No, this is not Dove. This is
the youth.
Rekapol.
Bad health.
Kubus.
Horrible eating.
Kubus.
Yes.
Kubus fun?
Rensburg.
Okay, cool. I just want people to know about you because when they see, you know what happens to you? You're the gig.
Wait.
Yeah. And people ask me, who's on the lineup? So I'm like, well, name me some comedian, dumbass. Yeah. Then they say, Trevor Noah, Barry Hilton. I said, really, they're going to be at Poppy's on a Monday? Can you just relax a bit and name me five comedians
I just
that
want
aren't
to
on Comedy
rewind.
Central?
Rewind. Blah, blah, blah. You know how Afrikaans' surname sounds when he says it?
Okay, so
I say
it's on the R. It's the R.
And the G on
say
the
all of our names in Afrikaans. Go.
Dave Levinson.
David Levinson.
Yeah.
Jasso.
Eric.
Ooh, what?
Janssen.
Eric Janssen.
Eric Janssen.
L.
L.
Franco.
L. Franco.
Okay,
Tabiso. No, let's skip. No, I'm joking. Tabiso Mflongo.
And then Jermaine.
Jermaine.
And Lucky.
And then your name is?
Kwebes van Rensburg.
Kwebes van Rensburg.
And to answer your next question, no, I'm not a racist.
We are removing Kwebes
as
we speak.
Kwebes is leaving now as we speak. With a pot plant on his head.
Taking all
Tabiso, you look like you want to say something about your purchase.
I'm not purchasing this.
He doesn't need a long job.
We're not allowed to swear. We're not allowed to swear on the show. But just read his cap. It's a Belgian
don't
strong
read
ale.
It out loud.
It's the cat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Cat. The cat.
Yeah.
I love cats.
Okay, cool. So you're not purchasing. You're thinking of actually going and getting some stuff from the lifestyle center. You're going to get some.
I'm broke. I don't have anything to. I can't buy anything.
Come on, get the. Okay. Are you going to be performing at long drop? I mean, full stop.
Yeah.
Are you? Are you getting paid, or is it one of those open mic supper beer deals?
I get a beer and a burger or something.
The Oak wants a cactus, man.
Help me get people.
I like how he doesn't have a microphone. He's
saying,
shouting.
Right.
This is my financial advisor. Can I afford a cactus?
Relief. We need relief. Can you send the relief?
I can't even
we can't hear you, man.
And I'm
speaking
a
to the mic
comedian.
I've got a Kubus in the way, yeah.
And then Kubus
okay,
eats
so
you with a mic as well.
You're working your gigs, you're paying the main act, and then the other guys are arriving.
Yeah, so it's main act and MC and get paid.
Okay,
that's why MC
that's
most
a pity,
of the time.
It's a pity. That's how gigs are.
Yeah,
and you know what I like about the left wing guys? We arrive. We're there. And even if there's a regular comic that he'll do 5 minutes. That doesn't happen overseas, by the way.
Yeah.
No, there's a hectic culture of like, up yours. You can't even go and watch the comedy like we do. Like as a comedian, you can go to Parker's. If a guy recognizes you, you can chill at the back there and watch your buddy.
Yeah.
In States, in England, you got to pay. You can pay £70 or £50, whatever it is.
£70.
No, I don't think you'd pay that much to see.
That's
we had a review of our show in Edinburgh.
You need a job to go
and
watch comedy.
And the guy said, I will give you your money back as you leave the show. That's how bad it is. So some guy was standing outside our show paying people money back because the show was so bad.
There are bad shows.
Should have gone and got your own money back.
you never get the money back.
People were dying while I was telling you.
But we are getting the money back. That's why there's a 1% VAT increase. The money's going to trickle slowly back to them.
Oh, you guys pay tax and stuff.
Oh, sorry. So name us the 10 items that are VAT
exclusive.
Strippers?
Yeah.
Number
one. We got paint stripper here. Our 7.
Yeah. We got
yeah,
paint strippers.
Strippers, drug dealers.
The
VAT. Yeah, true. They can't charge VAT. Hey?
Yeah,
so it's a general. They can't claim it back. They can't claim it back. They can't
like,
claim
do you know
amen.
About this VAT non-VAT items? What are they?
Yeah. Besides the non-VAT items, I don't know about the non-VAT items.
That's been the biggest shouting point. Like, there's not enough.
I just remember from schooling days. I remember bread was VAT exclusive
and meal.
But when you buy things in
diabetes,
like
diabetes fuel,
if you go to Woolworths and you buy groceries,
yes,
that
Woolworths.
VAT eventually just
adds. Do you think people at Woolworths care about VAT?
I do when I'm there. I'm like,
they just care about eating the avocado before it expires.
Elle, are you gonna feel the belt tighten? Your DIY belt tighten?
Why?
Because of the increases in stuff.
No.
You don't drink though. You seem healthy.
Yeah. No, I don't drink. Don't smoke. I just shop. So.
But then, how come on your Instagram you're always on holiday?
I was just gonna say living our best life in the Seychelles.
Every picture of you is like
in
just
Hawaii.
Here's me in Greece.
No,
are those throwbacks?
That was honeymoon, and that was ages ago.
You can't
tell us about your rich husband.
No, we both rich, actually, and work very hard.
Does he need
hard.
Another husband? Because
guys, work hard, play hard. That's how I roll. But if you do, someone can't drive, you'll see why I travel.
Okay.
I drive a golf. I feel you. I also travel
car,
in
so
my golf.
Yeah. No,
I'm in Randburg today.
I'm not,
going back to Volkswagen.
Do you have a car insurance or health insurance? We can sell you some right now on the show.
It's not even worth insuring my car.
What radio shows can sell you a cactus, a long drop, and a life policy in the same hour.
And make
hour.
It sound cool. Like
yeah.
You guys.
Make it sound cool.
No, I didn't say that. I just said, and make it sound cool. I didn't say you guys were doing that job.
That tone of voice
is
condescending.
Is Dave Lloyd Brew also increasing?
Yes. What?
Dave Brew also got price going to increase?
Dave Brew stopped getting made after they had a... we still make it for me. What? It's literally called Dave Brew.
Yeah, why was it stopped?
It's not makes. Because
you must pay VAT.
Just not selling it. I'm giving it away.
I mean,
to my friend. Do you want some? I'll drop some off at your studio. When you on? Yeah. Drive times. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, no, can I bring some to this Full Stop Cafe?
I would love some.
Literally
beer.
Giving it away before that stuff
I'd
goes
love
off.
Some beer.
Does it say standing?
You
beer?
Sound like you need to.
Why are you not selling
it
anymore?
India.
Just not making money. No, I never knew. I'm not good at sales.
Yeah.
I can make stuff. I just can't go, hey man,
I'll
buy
this
thing.
I'll help you with that.
I don't know, you didn't sell me.
You work in an ad agency.
I work in an ad agency, I'll help you.
No,
you're
very proud of you. I call you a producer, comedian.
I had to market his event because he sent me a poster that didn't fit on Instagram. Yeah. I was like, bro, please send me a square one. He's like, I don't have one. So I redesigned the poster.
Did you see his poster?
I said H.
It's got the host in the top corner. It's got the price in the bottom corner. Then it's got the date in the top corner. He says it's from designing rave.
I'm trying to do stand-up, not design posters.
Simple, look at that.
Nice.
Oh, wow, jeez, eh?
And you got the fade with the Photoshop.
You see what I'm saying?
Please show Ryan.
Okay, so Lucky's doing artwork for free from now on. It's done.
Okay, listen, Lucky Dipsy, thank you for crossing over.
Thank you for being here.
For a man.
If you need
to
any design for your events, your comedy events. Okay, because also, listen, I just want to show you one more. I'm going to this event. I'm not shaming him. I am shaming him. But this
no,
is what
bad
we shouldn't design.
Man.
Because if I had a fake superpower, mine would be Font Man. This is terrible. This is terrible. Okay?
Okay,
this is not going to promote
you. Who's on there? Cry.
Yeah, Simba, Kitty Bone.
Like
myself.
An optical illusion like looking at that thing.
No, that's horrible.
Exactly.
But I must admit, can guys contact you for posters? Are you available?
No, they can.
And you'll do it at a nice rate.
I'll do it at a nice rate. And also because I believe in good design as well. And also, if it looks nice, people will come. Like that for me looks.
So now, hang on. This show's been way too, like, learny. Is that the word? Is it? I want to say educational.
Yeah, learny's good.
That's called a DIY. I do my own jokes.
Yeah.
While you wait. Just wait longer if they're not funny.
Work on them.
Tabiso, thank you for joining us. You'll never miss this podcast, and I love that.
I never miss the podcast. Thank you guys for having me again.
Pleasure,
I'm also DIY at the strip club, though.
Oh, man. Do you still do that gig at the top there?
No, I don't.
The only guy who
has
his own
the
gig
girls
and they got thrown out.
No, I don't.
Can you say goodbye as well, please?
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
Who are you?
Jermaine Maino.
You've got to say your name 17 times. That's how people know.
Jermaine.
Kervis.
Yeah,
Kervis. From Rensburg. Very funny guy. Please see them at
on
the 1st of March.
You have to say it like he says.
Lloyd, can you say goodbye in the voice of your voice?
Cheers, everybody. You've been listening to the Just Now Comedy Show.
And that's your really, really dodgy uncle that will touch your voice.
That's the airplane voice.
Oh, it's an airplane, sorry. Well, for me.
Have you been on an airplane?
Wow. Maybe, I think back in 1991, he was
on a Dakota.
Yes, you get adopted and you just take liberties, eh?
He's flying in Ethiopia. I don't know. Like,
that was the worst.
Can you say thank you for coming? And I want you to walk around here and tell people about the podcast, not about
podcast.
Your show on YouTube.
No.
L DIY.
Yeah, DIY with L.
DIY with L, not with Quibus.
Yeah,
it's
D-Y-L.
Just me.
Dyslexic with IYD. So you, Ryan, can you come back
L.
and say goodbye?
No, that's not a thing.
Coming up next is the actual sex show, although we pretty much screwed this. Pooch. We had a rabbit on our show, Jonty. We had a rabbit on our show. Say goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
That was Ryan.
Bye, everyone.
Hey, my name's Dave Vinson, and here's this is us.
Woo! As you know, ladies and gentlemen, the voice of the most sexy guy on this podcast. He's beautiful, he's handsome. His name is Eric Hansen, and we will all see you again just now.
CliffCentral.com.